if you were helping someone who has just come to know Jesus or just coming to know Jesus, and you were helping them to pray, where would you start? With what Bible passage would you start? Any thoughts? You would start with a psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Why? Because lots of people who've come to faith may know that psalm from funerals and thanksgivings. And you'd read through maybe one of the psalms. Where else would people start? The Lord's Prayer. Why? Because the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, and then he answers them and gives them a structure to pray. Anywhere else? No, that's fine. We're going to look at the Lord's Prayer, the passage in Matthew chapter 6 this morning. And when I say we're going to look at it, we are all going to look at it. If you need a Bible, there are some at the back, or you could use the QR code and it will take you to a resource, and the passage will be also on there if you use the YouVersion app. Now, could I have a glamorous or semi-glamorous assistant? Glamorous. Richard, you can be my semi-glamorous one. Could you just give out a few of these, please? Okay, you're glamorous too. Now, some of you may have come across this approach to Bible studies before, or looking at a Bible passage. It has a sword on it. The tip of the sword points to God, and we ask the question, what does this passage tell us about God? What does this passage tell us about God? The handle of the sword, what does this passage tell us about people? About people in general, but about you and about me? I'll put the QR code up just in a moment. Is there a sin to avoid or a promise to claim, the S and the P? And is there an example to follow or a command to obey? Now, these questions are on the little sheets that are being given out. And they're also in a resource pack called Walking in the Footsteps of Jesus. And it's study 3 that we'll be looking at. The resource pack can be accessed via this QR code. And it's study 3 that we're looking at. This is an approach to looking at the Bible that helps make disciples, that makes disciples. It is used right around the world and is being used by God, by His Holy Spirit, to multiply disciples in so many nations. And it's not just about knowing things, but about living things and obeying God's words. So that's why on the sword, there are things like, well, what do I need to do? What command do I need to follow? What example do I need to do? Sorry, example do I need to follow? What command do I need to obey? Jesus in the Great Commission said, teach them to obey, not just to know. So this is a Bible study that will lead to obedience, hopefully. And I want you to just go through this together. Maybe some of you want to take on the role of being the discipler, and some can take on the role of being the disciplee or the disciple. And you'll see as you go through these this approach, that there's a reading of the passage and then a retelling of the passage. It's not just reading and then forgetting. It's reading and retelling so that you go over it and over it and over it. And then you go through the sword Bible study method, and then you practice telling the story, and then you can explore it a little bit further. I'm just going to hand it over to you for about 25 minutes. Okay? Everyone okay? Are there any questions? Go for it. Okay, let's just hear some thoughts. Maybe you have an observation about the approach, maybe something about the passage from your groups. Any comments or observations you want to share? Any comments about the passage or the process? No. Yeah, John. Why do we have millions of prayers when Jesus told us one to do? Now, the wonderful thing about this approach is we're trying to skill you up to answer the questions of a new disciple. John has asked that question. It's a good question. How would you answer it if a disciple who's just come to faith or just coming to faith asked you that question? Just 2 minutes in your groups. Would you give John, the new disciple, he asked that question to you, what answers would you give? So just to repeat what Hillary said, if you have a relationship with someone, you don't say the same thing time and time again. Well, maybe in some relationships you do have that. Put your shoes on the shoe rack or whatever. But it is a template to follow. And the template is there, and you can then apply that template elsewhere. Any other comments? Callum? Cool. So it's how, not necessarily what. And if you switch the letters around in how, you've got the word who, it's who you pray to. And it's that close relationship with the Father. Any other comments to that question? Helen? It's a framework, not to restrict. Yeah. You may not get cake, but you'll get daily bread. When you read it in your groups, one of the things that I find when looking at this passage with new believers is the end of the Lord's Prayer isn't there. It ends in, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." What about, "Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Where's that? Just in a few moments in your groups, come up with an answer for that question. How would you answer that question? Someone said, yeah, that's not the Lord's Prayer or the ending of the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, Marion. It's our response. So we start with worshiping God, saying who he is and what he's like, then give him our requests, and then we respond in worship and prayer. Nice. I will repeat it.
Isn't it a joy that other people are feeling the same thing, and it's not just individuals? We are part of a community, the community of God, and we want other people to come into it.
Yeah, thank you. So Angela was just saying it kind of gives it a collective response, not just here and now, but it's forever and ever. And it's sharing that joy in a collective way. Any other ways that you would respond to that question? So why isn't for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever, amen, in it? Peter? Yeah. So in the Catholic Church, the written out Lord's Prayer, it will end at that point. And Peter, you're saying it came from the Reformation. It actually goes back further than the Reformation, because in in the original manuscripts when the Bible was written down, the earlier ones, the most accurate, nearest to the time where Jesus said these words, it didn't include that verse. But then later versions had that verse in. And that's why in the King James Version, it will be there. And in most Bibles nowadays, you'll have a little footnote saying, in some later manuscripts, it says, da da da. So the earliest known manuscript that includes this doxology is the Codex Washingtonesius, which dates back to the late 4th or early 5th century. Thank you very much. And it's helpful to actually say, if someone asks a question and you don't know the answer, say, I don't know, let's find out, and things. Any other observations about the process or the passage before we get invaded from upstairs? Yeah, Marion. Thank you.
So we need to say it slowly. Think about it.
Yeah. So Marion said, so often we say it quite quickly and glibly, or can say it glibly, and it's good to read it slowly and more intentionally and reflect on each line. One of the good things about retelling the passage is you get to go over it a number of times as well, which is brilliant. We are going to be invaded from upstairs. I just want to say, this passage with the sword approach, is there a sin to avoid? Verse 14, for me, makes me think, hey, if I want to be forgiven, I need to forgive others. So that's a sin. Unforgiveness is a sin to avoid. Is there a promise to claim? Well, verse 14 and 15, God's going to forgive us if we forgive others. Is there an example to follow? Well, Jesus gave us the example of the Lord's Prayer. Is there a command to obey? Well, it is to pray in this way. People are coming down from upstairs, and gradually the worship band will come up. If you would like to have a look at this resource during the week, it's on our website on the Discipleship Pathway section. It looks like this. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and it will give you a guide. We're going to go through it over the next few weeks in the 10:30, so do have a look at that if you'd like.